either way.
And we're here on the Blue Noise. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM.
It's really loud.
Rockin' me, baby. And it's a little Hotline TNT. Talking a bit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
everybody. We're back here on WMFO 91.5 FM, broadcasting live and direct from Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Happy, happy, happy holidays and a happy new year to everybody. Broadcasting here just at the very, very end of 2023 with a special guest in studio.
Hi! I thought you were going to say my name.
Oh, Lucy Schwartz.
Miss Lucy Schwartz! Hi, everybody.
Good self-introduction.
Is there any sound effect of an audience standing up and applauding?
I mean, I could just play one. I don't have any off the...
Charlie, you've been doing this for how many years and you weren't prepared for a proper introduction?
Amazingly, as bad as I am, it's been 7 years. We're coming to the close of the eighth show I think I've had.
7 years, and what do you have to show for it?
It's like the eighth college semester, I guess you could say, that I've done it.
Yep, you're still in college.
Well, I'm just judging because this is Blue Noise 8.7, although actually, that's the ninth because I didn't do this show every single semester, so it's nine seasons, actually.
Nine seasons.
Anyway, we kicked everything on with Rockin' Me by the Steve Miller Band. We're at History Channel off of the new record by Hotline TNT, Cartwheel. We listened to the brand new song by the band Wishy featuring Kevin Crowder. Absolute bedrock of Indiana music from his new band Wishy, a song called Too True off a great EP they released at the tail end of this year called Paradise. Also heard a brand new track, the title track of Graham Hunt's new LP called Try Not to Laugh out on Smoking Room, as well as right now we're listening to another new 2023 song by Hayden Pettigo, the fingerstyle guitarist from Down in Amarillo, the title track to his album The Happiest Times I Ever Ignored. Gorgeous and setting a nice bed for us as a stressful year comes to an end, and hopefully we have a new year coming up, but things still feel pretty heightened.
I can't swear on this, right?
No.
Okay.
I did all this thing, you know, during the last song to try to bring it down so they wouldn't say a bad word, so ideally maybe you don't.
Okay, that really limits my vocabulary here.
Do you know any other words?
It's a stretch, but we'll manage.
Name one word that's not a curse word.
I think the words I'm saying right now.
Oh, those are good ones.
Thanks. Has anybody ever told you, Charlie, that you have the face for radio?
Yeah, they have. I've actually said it before on this show to myself when I'm just alone in here.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But you also have like the nice, you have the cadence down. You're like, and a nice bedrock, and like your Marjorie and Phil or whoever from WGBH.
That's some local reference that I don't completely understand.
From Boston Public Radio.
Yeah, Boston.
Or my favorite personal one, Dan Tritle from WCAI.
I don't think most people listen to the Cape and Islands NPR station besides you. But, you know, if anybody out there is a big South Coast and Cape and Islands NPR listener, please hit us up.
I love Dan Tritle. I am a fangirl for Dan Tritle.
She is. This is a long-running thing.
Yep, it is.
And you can check out Jonathan Schwartz's public radio investing show once a month.
No, it's not investing.
Isn't it? Or it's about doctor stuff?
Psychiatry stuff, I think.
Yeah. If anybody wants to listen to psychoanalysis by a real legend of the field.
All right.
Tune in. Anyway.
He's not here. He can't hear you kissing his butt.
We'll move on to some other music, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
Book of Liars by a name. Santa Claus came home late last night, drunk on Christmas wine. Fell down hard out in the driveway, hung his bag out on the laundry line. Knew he's got a Cobra gunship for his golden boy, and there's a Hello Kitty for his pride and joy. And a silver star in the Book of Lions by your name. Hung a star in the Book of Lions by your name.
Is that too long about that? People say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me. But it's only themselves they're wanting to see, and everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown. But he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. he knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance and forget about emancipation. It's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
We're back here on Blue Noise. Here we are.
Where'd the music go?
Music is still here. You don't hear it?
I can't hear it now.
Are you serious?
I'm being completely serious.
It's on in the background. Right here.
No, I'm shaking my head. No. This is an inclusive audience.
It's actively on though. I can hear it.
Am I supposed to hear it out? Out too.
No, it's on your
headphones.
I think
you're hearing voices. Whatever, let's just pretend I can hear it.
You actually can't?
No.
We're doing some sort of teleplay a la 1920s radio.
Oh my god.
Last couple songs we just heard, Book of Liars by Walter Becker. Aiden said it's smooth. I agree. The bassist and longtime sidemen of the great Don Fagen from Steely Dan doing his own solo thing. It's a little bit of a Christmas hangover song too, because Santa came home in the song and he's drunk on Christmas wine. Songs for Insane Times, which is How I Feel Right Now, by Kevin Ayers, and right under us, Emilio Jose, Brazilian singer songwriter who this album is one of the wildest finds of mine during 2020 when everything was locked down. It is, I believe, 4 hours long with multiple discs, and every song is just like endless and has very weird punctuation in it, and just there's a lot going on there. So shout out to Emilio. But you still can't hear it under us?
No, I can't. Everybody wants to hear us talk.
We are talking.
Aiden, you're talking. You're jabbering on about this music, Charlie.
Okay, you talk.
Yeah, see. Oh, man, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Well, we can talk about
Can we switch headphones?
Year's.
I want to hear what
you
hear.
Yeah, we're switching headphones now
switching
for
headphones.
The audience.
Wee!
Wee! Why do they have a weird... Oh, yeah, I can hear it. I can hear everything now.
I can't hear anything on this.
Exactly, he can't hear anything.
Oh.
Oh, this is so much better.
Can I have yours, though?
So which headphones work? Hello, testing. Okay, these ones I can hear a little bit better on. I can actually hear.
Oh, well, let me switch your, oh no, you still have mic 4. You can hear things now?
Yeah, and people can hear me talk because I'm getting great feedback online.
No, they could hear you talk before too, because I could
hear.
They
could, but I just couldn't hear myself talk.
Oh, well, now there's a great bit right before they introduce the song Jackson, when Johnny Cash is inviting his wife out on his live album. He's like, she's like, I'm talking with my mouth. And that's how I feel right now, because you are talking and we can hear you. So what do you want to say?
I just think, you know, you talk a lot about the music, which is fun. Lucas says, Charlie's like, let me tell you a story about how this artist had a foursome back in 1976 in Ghana. And I agree. You have such a profound knowledge of music, Charlie, which is great. But also sometimes it's good to shake things up. We're going to have some banter. Some banter.
Okay, what are your New Year's resolutions?
I don't really want to do resolutions. It kind of binds me. Binds me in a way that humans shouldn't be bound. But he just lowered the volume on my microphone.
It was peaking. And it sounded a little loud to me.
You know, we're going to exercise more. We're going to prioritize self-care. And now because I'm into my skincare, for those who know me, I am going to start investing my money on the skincare that works. No more cheap drugstore products. I'm sorry, that will not provide the results that you want.
Only French and Korean brands.
No, it's not even. I think it's American.
Which one?
Skin Better.
Skin Better.
Skin Better provides the results you need.
I don't really trust that name. It doesn't sound trustworthy at all.
The packaging, though, is elite. No, but Charlie, stop slandering me.
Don't
you're
judge
ignorant.
A book, as
Charlie,
I say.
You're ignorant. You don't know anything about skincare. This man uses a 6-in-1, including his face and ass. But,
that's actually, George Carlin would accept that.
George Carlin, who's that?
It's like the 7 dirty words of things you can't say, but I believe the word you used is all right. Well, because donkeys, you know.
True, it's a donkey. He uses the same soap for his face as his donkey.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, let's see. We're getting more commentary.
My parents are listening, too, so you're not accepting commentary from them.
My New Year's resolution is to not let Charlie chew me out so much for things that are unnecessary. I'm staying strong, ladies. Girl power.
Girl power. You better believe it.
Also, just take care of myself more. I mean, yeah, I need to find a new therapist. Don't we all? You know, I'm getting raw. I'm getting
vulnerable. Dude, all the thousands of people listening are going to be like, oh my God, she's spilling her guts.
You know, I'm getting, this is how you reach audiences, Charlie. You get raw and vulnerable.
But we have more music coming up right now, so we'll talk to you in a bit.
Charlie!
Thank you.
waves of strife, running, hiding through the long hours of night. Hard to live, easy to die, makes you wanna get down.
Gonna sing you one more love song while I'm feeling this way. Well, your mind sometimes protects you, but your heart won't do the same. Trying to own the
the stand. Well, I'm trying to stand back far enough to see the master plan. Gonna sit one more time, then I guess I'll just let it stand. Well, the least that I can say is heaven is in your hand. I love you forever till the end of all time. Past all infinity, but baby, I'm dying to love you forever.
Back here on the Blue Noise.
Hi, what?
You said beautiful stuff is what you said before we went on.
Yeah. Before Charlie silenced me.
Yeah. I just silenced. Just real quickly, what we heard was Gran Turismo by Chris Acker off a record called Good Kid, released in 2020. A little Heavenly Fire by the Souther Hillman and Fury Band. A couple guys from a couple great bands. Hillman from The Birds, of course, and Richie Fury from, I believe, both Poco and Buffalo Springfield. Also, One More Love Song by Leon Russell, one of my dad's favorites. And thank you to my parents for tuning in. Now, chat whatever you want.
Well, first we have the, what's it called?
PSA.
The PSA.
What's it called? Someone's not very professional.
And, all right, you're hazing the newbie.
Yes, yes.
So just in case one of your resolutions this year is to, you know, think more about the planet in your everyday, here's something that you may not even know is numbers to think about in terms of Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. So, in case you're one of those little frat business bros who likes Bitcoin or other things like that, consider, can I invest in stocks or something else? The answer is yes. And don't forget to compost and recycle. The worms love it, including me. I'm a worm. I have been this whole time, Charlie. Laughing, thinking your parents are listening to this right now. What are you going to say?
I was trying to think of something funny, but I failed. So, you know, what's new? This has been Groovin' by the Soulful Strings.
Ooh.
On
Moving and Groovin'.
The Chet, the Chess-owned Cadet label. Great Chicago label. And we got a couple more tunes for you, but I'm really running out of material.
What are your resolutions this year, Charlie?
Oh.
you ask me.
True. Well, one big thing for me is to continue trying to see as much live music as I can, which is tough. It's tough in the winter in Boston because a lot of bands don't want to make the trek up this far up the East Coast if they are touring at all. But as we get further into the year, that's going to be an emphasis. But I think maybe this winter I'll try to see a little bit of comedy, which I haven't really seen very much of ever, and a little bit of jazz, which I haven't really seen much of. Both things that are, you know, possibilities in the winter.
Okay, how about something new, though? You said continue to see live music. Let's think of something new for yourself. You're just perfect as you are.
Can I think of it and we come back after the song?
Oh my god, this man does not self-reflect whatsoever.
Yes, I do.
You're the hello and a welcome, and the answer to a prayer. You're the passage of Beethoven, like a precious stone you're rare. You're that little touch of sadness, but your overwhelming joy. You're that never-ending mystery in the mind of every boy. You're the most expensive perfume with the scent of morning air. You're that wonder of God's creation, and I'd like the world to share, my girlie. I love you, girlie. Of a poem by Walter de la Mare. You're the hope behind a promise. You're the dream beyond a prayer. When the mind is so tormented, you're a soothing, healing hand. You're the gift of wide awakening in this tired and troubled land. You're the sunlight, you're the shadows. You're an excellent time of year. You're the smile that brings contentment. You're the hurt behind a tear. Oh, girlie, I love you, girlie.
So I know I said, you said that I wasn't, you know, thinking about my life. I wasn't,
oh my God,
whatever.
Man.
But no, I did think of some, and I had already thought of them. Really want to travel to new places this year, which I'm very excited to be able to do in the next few months. Got some trips coming up.
Costa Rica!
That's one of them.
Bonjour!
Yeah. And
where are you going with your fam?
We don't need to dox my whole family on the air.
So, to what?
Dox my family.
Why? I wasn't.
I'm just going on exciting trips. What can I say?
I was asking where you were going with
your family. I gotta keep an air of mystery. You know, I am a secret agent after all.
You literally carry no secrecy or sense of secrecy.
Oh, I also want to challenge myself more in my career.
That's the other one. Doxing you. Challenging yourself in your career. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, Charlie. Oh.
the beauty of a poem by Walter de la Mer. You're the hope behind a promise. You're the dream beyond a prayer, my girl. I love you, girlie.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise for the last time of the year. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, just hit 5:56 p.m., so we got just a couple more hours left of the entire year. And, man, I think 2023 needed some rescuing. This is Fontella Bass, or bass, with Rescue Me, another great Chess record.
I love this song. I have fond memories of my sister and I driving over like a bridge near our childhood home, and we would like listen to this song and just seagulls flying, waves crashing. Ooh, good vibes in the song.
It is very, very catchy. The other catchy songs we heard were
come on and rescue me. Charlie, you will not silence me. Charlie,
Girly by the Peddlers. Big Bird by Eddie Floyd. And as I said, Rescue Me by Fontella Bass. This is going to do it for us for the year. I'll be back next week because I'll be doing weekly shows, I believe, until the college kids come back to school. So keep it locked. 91.5 FM locally and WMFO.org globally. Wishing you all a great new year and all that jazz. Please be well. See ya. You still don't have to say bye?
Bye. Thanks for having me.